I want to talk to you for a sec, because you guys are from Arizona. Yeah. Tell me what school you're from.
Boulder Creek High School.
Do you mind if I wanted to do an interview podcast for our website?
Yeah.
So you guys have done quite a lot of our plays. What are some of them?
White.
Canterbury
Static.
Tales.
Canterbury Tales. Dork Static.
Wait, Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Emotional Baggage.
Which one's your favorite?
Stroke static.
Now tell me why, because that one is very important to me, because that's actually about my grandfather.
That's about my grandfather too.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I
played Russ, and it was just such a great experience for me, and it was just, I can't thank you enough for writing that. Like,
yeah,
it was a phenomenal play, and it literally moved me to tears every day, so thank you so much.
It was true. It was something different, and I love working on it. Thanks.
Yeah. So, what was it like to do to theatricalize the brain falling apart? Did you find that it was okay when you read it? You were able to bring it to life?
Yeah.
I remember reading it for the first time, and I was like, I don't know if I could really see all of this happening. But once we put it all together, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. Because I wasn't in it, but I watched it. Twice, and they had the ribbons and stuff as the blood flow, and it was.
And then different
lights on the side of the stage with red lights blaring at certain times and white lights blinding the audience from behind.
I really think everyone understood what it was like to go through that, and for the people that went through it, because I was Megan, and so to have to do that one scene where he's talking to Ruthie and in two different time zones or eras at once, and it was intense.
And even it was cool to see, and even with people who don't have that experience, that exact experience with a loved one or something, can actually relate to it with some other part in their life, and that was really cool. Just to see that whole, process of the whole the whole disorder.
It brought us to tears.
It really just brought it to life, because I watched it too, and Miss Miller actually had us do it as a class, to read it on our own, and it was incredible reading it, and we actually saw it performed. We were just in tears. It was so amazing.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I knew that you guys, I was just like, okay, which one's your favorite? And I was like, Stroke Static. I'm like, aww. Aww, that's really great.
It's very close to, everybody. As far as, vibes go, it's something people can really relate to.
And isn't that funny, eh? Because it's about a guy who's, he's 83.
Yeah.
You know? And
you didn't think you could relate to it, but yet when you see it, you're like, wow, that hit me, really home.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's really great. All right. Go enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.